The Crowstarver, written by Dick King Smith and read by Christian Rodska.
Inside the shepherd's hut, the only sounds were the chinking of small coals settling in the iron stove and the noisy sucking and occasional half-stifled bleats of a motherless lamb. The shepherd held the orphan upon his lap while he fed it from a titty bottle, an old brown beer flagon with a teat on the neck of it. Outside, in the lambing pen, there was a constant medley of noise, the crying of lambs mingling with the guttural replies of the ewes, each in her straw-bedded square of hurdles. Accompanying all these sheep sounds was the sough of the wind, a westerly wind that came over the shoulder of the Wiltshire Downs and swooped low across the lambing field till it met and bounded up over the stout stone wall that protected the lambing pen. Inside this, the ewes that had already given birth, and those that the shepherd reckoned were close to their time, lay warm and safeguarded from the west wind's buffeting. The shepherd's hut was a shed-like building with a curved tin roof, through which poked a smoking iron chimney and a small window, golden now from the light of the storm lantern hung within. The hut was wheeled and shafted, so that it could be drawn from place to place, and in it the shepherd snatched what sleep he could, lying on a rough wooden bunk. Now, the orphan lamb's needs satisfied, the man stretched himself out and closed his eyes, hopeful of a short nap before he must make his next round of the pens. Over his many years of shepherding, he'd trained himself to sleep for a quarter of an hour or so whenever he could, through the long nights at lambing time. Below the bunk, his dog, a wall-eyed collie, blue merle in colour, laid her head upon her paws.